Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to have with us on the air once again the president and CEO of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital, Michael Cohen. Michael, thank you so much for joining us once again.
It's my pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
We brought you here to talk about some of the good things that are going on at the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital. And I think our listeners need to hear this because, I mean, everything has all been, you know, COVID restrictions, this, and now staffing that. And we really would like to have an opportunity to hear about some good news that's coming out of the hospital, some good things that are happening for the people of Perth and Smiths Falls and surrounding areas. So where would you like to start with that, sir?
Well, being sort of new, I guess I'm just coming up on my 9-month anniversary, so I'm sort of running out of runway to be able to claim that I'm new. But being relatively new, we are in the process of finalizing our next strategic plan, and I think, you know, looking ahead to the future, I think the hospital needs to turn its attention. Obviously, can't take our eye off the ball in terms of maintaining the high quality services that the community is used to enjoying. But we are turning our eyes to the future. And one of the big things that we're going to be focused on, obviously, is that, you know, there is growth in our region, as well as an intensification of aging in our population. Everybody knows those baby boomers are now getting into the older adult stage. And that has a very serious impact on hospitals, because we see the sick, the elderly, and the compromised is a big part of our group. So one of the things that we're working through right now is determining what we need to do to prepare for that growth. I think there's opportunities, you know, particularly at our Perth site, to look at our infrastructure. And actually, right now, we're just about to commence an engineering study of all our campuses, because we do have community programs as well that have infrastructure, to determine, you know, what the art of the possible is in terms of expansion. So, you know, we're not obviously excluding any of the campuses right now, but the Smiths Falls site did have a major uplift that was completed in 2010, 2011. And so we're expecting that we'll be turning our eyes to the state of our Perth site and what the art of the possible is to prepare for the future there.
That's great. I think that's also very reassuring news for the people of Perth, because you'll remember that some people were concerned about the future of the hospital. And if money's being invested in infrastructure, hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the infrastructure planning is a very, very long and complex process. So, you know, once we get the results of our engineering survey, we'll then be able to create a critical path to determine, you know, what exactly our campus is capable of receiving. Is it an expansion? Is it an add-on? Is it, you know, et cetera? And I think, you know, the community, the union of the two hospitals has been very longstanding. And the reality is that, you know, the government, you know, we were ahead of the curve at the time, and we continue to be ahead of the curve with the things that we do in partnerships, as well as the community programs, our sponsored agencies that we have under our umbrella, are exactly what we should be doing in terms of being responsible with the public purse. And it's exactly what the government is encouraging other hospitals to do. So I think we're in a really good position reputationally. And I think, you know, for the community, I think it is hopefully a good sign and reassures people that, you know, our two sites, you know, are strong, and the services that we offer are to the communities that we serve are here to stay.
Talk a little bit about those services. We've heard a number of, you know, new things, particularly ahead of the election. What are you looking forward to? I don't want to say most, because I'm sure you're looking forward to all the improvements that can be made at your hospital. But what are some of the things that you look down the road and you say, this is really going to help the people that we serve?
Well, you know, I think there's a big opportunity within many of our programs to grow and actually offer care closer to home. So one of the obvious ones would be, for example, we're already working on our MRI project is well underway. So I think it's a very exciting project where we get to, you know, instead of driving, you know, in some cases 50 minutes, an hour into the city to get a scan, you know, in the coming year or so, we'll be able to just have it here, right here in our region. And that means faster access to care, faster diagnosis, and you know, better patient-centered care. So that's something that's happening already. We've actually completed all our tendering processes, and we selected our vendor, and we're just right now in the process of working through our construction planning to get a shovel in the ground, likely in September. There are some, you know, we were hoping to have the MRI up and running by the end of the fiscal year, and we haven't lost hope on that, but there are worldwide supply issues, and it does look very much like there could be some impacts in terms of some of the construction stuff that we need to make the MRI go. But we'll do a formal announcement once the work plan has been set.
It is coming. In terms of, it is coming. Yeah.
It's a for sure.
Yeah.
So again, that's another thing that the community needs to see in terms of positive things coming to the hospital. Hopefully, that gives a sense of optimism and confidence for the community. In terms of looking ahead, you know, when I talked about our strategic plan, you know, we will be looking. We do feel that there is a really great opportunity to expand surgical services and some subspecialties within that. Again, a lot of that needs to come in the fullness of time with a provincially funded expansion of our hospital. But even right now, we're doing a lot within the resources and the infrastructure that we have. And a great example of that is we just welcomed a new orthopedic surgeon that specializes in spinal and joint replacement surgeries. So he actually just joined us last week and is busy getting his practice ramped up. And, you know, we're also looking to bring on another urologist, hopefully in the coming months and bolster that urology program. So there's some other good examples of things that we're focused on right now. And I think going into our strategic planning, looking to the future, I think that there's opportunities to continue to expand surgical services. And then, you know, the last piece, obviously, with the aging population, people becoming more elderly and frail, the impact on our emergency departments and our medical beds is, you know, will continue to grow. And so our infrastructure planning will need to take a good hard look at, is the hospital appropriately sized in terms of the number of beds we have, and then all the support services that go in along with that, ambulatory care, diagnostic imaging, lab, et cetera. So plans are still, it's very draft. As I said, we have an engineering study looking at the state of our campus and what might be needed. And, you know, there'll be more to come in terms of those plans after that's completed in the fall.
It's pretty exciting when you think about it, because I know that a lot of this is down the road, but you look at things that have happened and are on the cusp of happening, like the MRI. I mean, that's a game changer for this area. You talk about not having to drive to Ottawa or Kingston or wherever to go and have that done. That is such a difference maker for people, especially those who are sick. And we've already seen an example of that at your hospital with the chemo unit and being able to save time for those patients who now can have chemotherapy done in Perth. This is just one example. I know also when you talk about the new surgeon, like I know someone who had a special hip replacement done not even 5 years ago, and because they had to go to Ottawa because the type of surgery they needed wasn't available here, and now it is. You're bringing these services to the people here, largely to deal with the aging population, because that's the demographic that we're looking at around here. And I think really it just bodes very well for the future of the hospital, particularly as someone who is himself aging in the population.
Yeah, well, I think we all are. So I'll join you in those ranks. But yeah, I think for us, you know, we always strive to be patient-centered, and a big part of being patient-centered and delivering patient-centered care is care close to home. And, you know, with whether it's cancer treatment, MRI services, or a joint replacement, or even emergency care, when you're sick or waiting on a diagnosis to be able to chart the the course of the next, let's say, weeks and months of your life, that time matters. And, you know, like going back to the MRI, if you, for example, have, you know, chronic back pain and you can't move and you're in terrible pain, you know, all day, and you're waiting weeks and months to get an MRI so they can figure out if they need to operate on you or you need physio or whatever it is, every day counts. And not only that, you know, driving into the city, paying $14, you know, a day for parking when you're already sick or uncomfortable, it's you know, the reality is there'll always be services that we can't offer as a community hospital. We're not a teaching institution, but anything we can do to bring services close to home is patient-centered, and that's really what drives us. And so, you know, as part of our strategic planning, we're really looking at ways to advance that patient-centered care agenda to be able to deliver the services that our community deserves right here at home.
Exactly. And I know that you have conversations with the other hospitals in the area as well. And if you just look at Lanark County, for example, you know, the hospital in Carleton Place and Elmont, they can offer services that perhaps you can't, and you offer services that they can't. I think overall, within a pretty, you know, relatively short drive, we're getting to be very well covered in this area.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it likely is part and parcel of the population, you know, that's growing, right? So we've had, you know, in Lanark, there's been quite a bit of population growth, you know, over, you know, in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, a lot has evolved within the townships and counties surrounding our hospital. So it's really, it bodes well for us, because that's really important, not only to have a growing and vibrant community, but when you're looking at bringing new programs, it is very handy to have a critical mass, right? Because typically in smaller, more isolated communities, you see less ability to provide that breadth of service. So I think it's, you know, I'm sure there are some that see, you know, perhaps growing pains, like the odd traffic jam. I know right now there's a lot of work being done in Smith Falls downtown, and there's a bit of congestion, and people perhaps feel that, you know, it feels like more big city problems. But I think with some of those problems actually come the benefit of being able to introduce a wider breadth of services, health services for the community.
Absolutely. And I think we'll leave it there today, sir. I really appreciate your time. You're always very generous with your time with us, and very much appreciate it.
As always, it's a pleasure, Bob. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Michael Cohen, the president and CEO of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.